This goes to Dr. Tan, first name T like Tom, A, N like November, last name Lee, L-I, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Hellman, H-E-L, M like Mary, A, N like November, date of birth 10-21-1952. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Hellman with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and rheumatoid arthritis. The patient has lost 14 pounds since her last visit March 29th of this year. She does see a rheumatologist on a regular basis and is being treated with methotrexate 2.5 milligram, 8 tablets once weekly on Tuesdays, and that has been helping. Also, sulfalazine, 500 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day. Her rheumatoid arthritis has been very stable on that regime. She did have COVID-19 infection last month, and her symptoms were cough, fatigue, muscle aches. And she's feeling better and recently retested negative for COVID-19 infection. She also has had two of the COVID-19 messenger RNA original vaccines since her last visit. She was using diclofenac oral tablets several times per week, but has stopped using those as she knows that those are very harsh on kidney function, and so she will not be using any more oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, and no dyspnea currently, no lingering cough, no myalgias, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 167 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cough, 112 over 70. Pulse, 86. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 5th of 2022 after recovering from COVID infection. Her creatinine is slightly higher than we've seen it, 1.44 with estimated GFR of 39. Last level was 1.26. So we're going to have her recheck that within the next 1 to 2 months to make sure that has returned to baseline. Her hemoglobin is 9.3, normal white count, platelets 305,000, electrolytes are normal, calcium is 10, albumin 3.7, phosphorus was 1.5. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine level, most likely secondary to the recent COVID infection. Hypertension, well controlled, and rheumatoid arthritis, well controlled on current medication regime. We're going to have the patient have labs in November or December this year, and she's going to continue to follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Puente, MD.